Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
The sunshine, I don't see the stars, I just hate the moonbeams that shining where you are. I don't like the places where we walked arm in arm. This world holds nothing since you're gone. The robin, nor hear the bluebird sing. The winter could be summer, and autumn might be spring. I don't know or care for friends we've known so long. This world holds nothing since you're gone. Meet you upon the street someday, and you'll be with your new love, and I'll have to turn away. Oh, how I dread that moment, 'cause I can't stand the pain to see two hearts that's passing that'll never love again. I don't like the sunshine, I don't see the stars, I just hate the moonbeams that shining where you are. I don't like the places where we walked arm in arm. This world holds nothing since you're gone.
Yes, Tracy. How are you doing tonight, huh?
Oh, I feel good.
Staying
tonight.
Out of the cold?
I'm staying out of the cold, yes, sir.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to listen to a couple of songs, would you please?
Sure.
The Outlaw's Prayer by The Paycheck.
Okay.
And anything by Mrs. Pretty Norma G.
Oh, we'll do it for you tonight.
All right. I sure appreciate it, and you have a blessed evening. Stay warm.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. Then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, sing shove it. You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, and sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
When I'm with friends, they just don't.
Pretty Miss Norma Jean. That's how Red Foley introduced her, how Porter Wagoner introduced her, and we do the same thing here. Pretty Miss Norma Jean, who celebrated a birthday this past weekend. She came and made a guest appearance on our Heart of Texas Facebook Live show last Sunday. And then after that, we had a few of us had a little dinner for her to celebrate her birthday. And what a great legend of our country music business. I say she's the only person in Brady, Texas that headlined Carnegie Hall that I know of, and the only one that's got two Grammy nomination awards hanging on her wall as well. Pretty Miss Norma Jean for you tonight, and one of those great songs that she recorded for the RCA record folks a few years ago called Happy You, Lonely Me on the Hits Radio Show.
Yes, sir, you do good.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Empty glass.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Myself to sleep.
doing good.
I'm doing just great, Harry. How about you?
I'm doing great. Better every day.
Good, good.
Yeah, I appreciate that song you played, and you already played what I was going to request. How about Mo Bandy in a Picture in a Frame?
I'll do it for you.
And then the Malpas Brothers, that song, Who's to Blame?
Yeah, I can handle
which,
that.
Which one are we? Okay. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Really
for,
sounding great.
Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I finally found the words to say. How long did I intend to stay? I know you've wondered now and then how close our love is to the end. I think it's only fair that you know that one of these days I'll have to go. But I'll be proud to wear your ring till I'm just a picture in a frame. Just a picture in a frame. The sweetest ones you've ever heard. Cause I can't think of anyone I'd rather hold till life is done. This love of mine for you will grow and grow. I just thought that you'd like to know. My love will be a burning flame till I'm just a picture in a frame. Yes, I'll still love you just the same. I'm just a picture in a frame.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're the Malpas Brothers. You're listening to KNEL FM 95.3.
In Brady, Texas, with Tracy Pitcox.
Shame. We let our guess I should. And I can't put the blame on you. I would if I could. Your nearness makes me tremble with desire. Your ruby red lips set my soul aflame. For you I'd be a beggar, thief or liar. I wonder which one of us is to blame. I wonder which one of us is to blame.
Yes, sir. Can you do Hello Walls and Dissatisfied Mind?
Hello Walls and Satisfied Mind. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, kindly.
Thank you.
Hello Walls.
Hello. Her.
Hello, hello.
Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. With lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, and our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pane? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. I guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, Ceylon.
Hello, hello.
I'm gonna stare at you a while. Now you know I can't sleep.
Hello, hello.
So won't you bear with me a while? We've got to all stick together. Got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way? But little they know.
You're old, or a friend when you're lonely.
But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
All Porter Wagoner and all those wagon masters for you. One called A Satisfied Mind, one of his first big hits in the country music business. Here's a I hadn't played this in a long time. Here's Little Jimmy Dickens. A little song written by Hal Bynum. There's one called A Little Bit of Jesus Goes a Long, Long Ways. This is Jay Cooker, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL, Brady, Texas.
Hey, bartender, pop the top on another can. Give me 10 dimes for this dollar and dimes, for this dollar and dimes.
Well, Mr. Hooker kind of got hooked up there a little bit there. hung up there a little bit, I guess. We're going to see if we can redo that, make that happen a little bit for you. This actually is one of Jake's earlier recordings that he made off of his CD called Faded Lights. I think this might have been the first album that he recorded whenever he joined Jim Losberg and the folks over at StarTex Records. An old song that Eddie Rabbit wrote and first recorded many years ago. We'll try it one more time, see if this works, okay?
Hey bartender, pop the top on another can. Give me 10 dimes for this dollar in my hand. Turn the knob on the jukebox way up loud. I might just drive out the whole damn crowd, 'cause I'm drinking my baby right out of my mind. Hey Joe, you're looking at me like I was half crazy. But ain't you never loved and lost a real special lady? She was a sweet loving mama, she treated me right, but I stepped out on her one too many times. Now I'm drinking my baby right out of my mind. Drinking, thinking about facing tomorrow. Sinking, sinking in a sea of sorrow. Hey bartender,
Cooker, drinking my baby right out of my mind. Here's one for Daryl and Mona McCall tonight. I had dinner with Daryl and Mona the other night and enjoyed that a lot. We were down in Brenham, Texas just a couple of weeks ago, and they did a great job down there with Tony Booth and entertained the people very well. Laid some country music on them. Here's one especially for Daryl and Mona tonight. Here's Billy Walker for you.
There's a place I always go, where every night's the same. When I walk in, the lights are dim, so I don't feel ashamed. The faded lights will hide the tears that fall so constantly, and all the people in the place are lonesome just like me. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, you'll find a broken heart in every corner. Sound of laughter as you walk across the floor, but it's just to hide the loneliness they can't bear no more. And as the music fills the room, you sit and wonder why some people's hearts are broken and some people talk to cry.
Parkview for me?
I'll do that by Porter Wagoner.
Send it out to Roger, would you?
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, sir.
You know, I've been a guest in a lot of great places in my lifetime. New York City, Carnegie Hall, Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, West Plains, Missouri, hometown. And I was committed to Parkview. Hope I never have to go there again. There's a man across the hall who sits staring at the floor, and he thinks he's Hank Williams. Hear him singing through the door. There's a girl in 202 who stops by to visit me, and she talks about her songs and the star that she should be. There's a lot of real fine talent staying in or passing through. And for one thing or another, they're committed to Parkview. There's a girl in 207 coming down on Thorazine, and a superstar's ex-drummer trying to kick Ben's a dream. There's a real fine country singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning and attempted suicide. There are those who never made it, those who did and now are through. Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Parkview. There's a girl who cries above me loud enough to wake the dead. They don't know what she has taken that has scrambled up her head. There's a boy just down below me who's the son of some well-known. He was brought in by his mother, 'cause his daddy's always gone. There's a bum from down on Broadway and a few quite well-to-dos who have withdrawn from the rat race and committed to Parkview. They wake me about 6:30, just before the morning meal. Well, they're taking my blood pressure. They ask me how I feel, and I always say fantastic. Why, there ain't nothing wrong with me. Then they give me my injection, and I go right back to sleep. And my days are kind of foggy, and my nights are dreamy too. For they're taking good care of me while committed to Parkview.
Yes, sir, would you play that out? What kind of deal is this?
What kind of deal is this? Johnny Wright, I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now, me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light having to wait. And this old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, you know the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin, just sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Bum, 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 bum. So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'd tell me who he is. As we drove along, I thought, man, oh man, 'cause me and him and Liz was all three holding hands, and I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I better stop it. It's going too far, 'cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I know it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed I was out on a limb, 'cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I says, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She says, well, I don't know him. I thought it was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing in here then? What kind of deal is this? So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I says, man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He says, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drawed back my fist to hit him in the face, and he broke loose and outrun a snake. Now here I stand just looking at Liz and both of us wondering who this guy is. Now what kind of deal do you think this is? If you find out, I wish you'd let me know, 'cause boy, I ain't never been so fouled up in all my life, and this'll go down in history, I guess, of being an awful night.
What's real? You're close enough to touch, and we play word games, hiding all the things we really feel. I say hello, what's new? And what I mean is, darling, I miss you. Say I'm looking good, and I wonder if you mean you're lonely too. We meet on the street and we play word games, saying words that cover up what's real. You're close enough to touch, and we play word games, hiding all the things we really feel.
I say it looks like rain, and what I mean is, please don't let it in. You say
Justin Trevino and Sharon Keniston doing one called Word Games here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. Thank you for all of your calls and requests and dedications. You know what? I was just I was just sitting here thinking tonight that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered how you can make Brady better? We live in a wonderful community and we can all take steps to improve our small town experience. Brady has a lot to be proud of, and Commercial National Bank wants to be your choice in financing consumer, real estate, and commercial loans. We offer the latest in financial products, and we really appreciate our customers. Let's all work together to make Brady a great place to live, work, and play. Commercial National Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Heritage Funeral Homes, we see a need and strive to meet it. Having a combined 90-plus years in the funeral industry, Heritage Funeral Homes is here to serve you. We have watched as numerous funeral homes have fleeced grieving families out of thousands of dollars. We decided to take a stand by opening multiple locations in small towns where the needs are greater. We give you our best price up front with no games or gimmicks. We do not see your family as a paycheck. You are our friends and our neighbors. Heritage Funeral Home employs many talented minds that cultivate in bringing you nothing but the very best service. We invest in our staff and our communities. Heritage Funeral Home guarantees to provide the best funeral prices for our community. Heritage Funeral Home is a family, and we treat you like a family, and we will always be here for you, one friend at a time. Heritage Funeral Homes.
And Kay are tuned in. Well, I should mention that's Gene Shepherd, Country Music Hall of Fame member Gene Shepherd, doing one called A Teardrop By on the Hits Radio Show. Douglas and Kay are listening to us tonight in Austin, Texas. Good to have them tuned in with us. And they're coming to the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival. They bought tickets this week, and we're looking forward to seeing them again. He asked me to play something by Ernie Ashworth tonight. And, of course, Ernie had some great songs back in the day, like Talk Back, Trimmed on Lips, and I Take the Chance. I remember I loved that song called Pushing a Corner that he recorded. But this was probably my favorite Ernie Ashworth song that he recorded many years ago. A little song called The DJ Cry. Ernest Ashworth.
Today I gave my record to the
the DJ. In my car on my way home, it started to play. It told how much I loved you and how your love had died. And before it got started good, the DJ cried. DJ cried, but the misery he heard from me broke him up inside. I guess he couldn't stand the way I seemed to die. Just think how I was hurting if it made the DJ cry.
Stick around for more of the Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL. I'm Tracy Pitcox. Here's Loretta.
How long will it take?
How long will it take to make you need me? I keep waiting and wondering how long will it take? Yeah, yeah. Well, you keep telling me your love, I'm winning. And then you turn right.
Take.
How long will it take to make you want me? How much longer has this old heart got to break?
How long will it take?
How long will it take to make you need me? I keep waiting and wondering how long will it take?
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.